14 to 6, Joseph Bagani and Tim Wilson on the huddle. So issue number two to you, Tim. ACT, David Seymour, idea of rewarding self-improvement in prison. In other words, you learn to read and write and you get a discount on your sentence. Has it got merit or not, do you think?
I think it's got some merit. Obviously, there are high numbers of prison inmates, and this particularly recidivist inmates, which I think are the ones we're worried about, who can't read or write. I noticed that David Seymour says they can't read a housing contract, a tenancy agreement, an employment contract, even the road code. That has got to be a problem. But I'm not sure that these guys, I mean, do they really need an incentive to get a literacy course? Wouldn't the fact that they're illiterate be a great incentive to going to a literacy course?
Right, it was 6 weeks a year, wasn't it, or something like that. Well over half, Josie, well over half of prisoners are illiterate. So, you know, rehabilitation to stop them reoffending, I think, is a good idea, if that helps.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I've come across somebody who was expelled on their fifth, 2 days after their fifth birthday at primary school and never went back to school again. You have guys who join a gang because it's seen as something upwardly mobile. You know, you earn it, you get a wage, you get a bike, you know, and so on. So anything we can do to get, and you're right, Tim, it's the people going in there, not the violent criminals who are going to be in there for a long time. It's your theft and drug crimes and so on. People coming out all the time out of our prisons, back into our communities. If they can't read or write, they're not going to be able to get a job. So it makes sense. And the other thing I'd say is it's good to see ACT in some ways going back to its roots of being socially liberal, economically libertarian, free market. That's their brand. It's the Roger Douglas roots. Rather than, you know, that phase they went through of the law and order bashing stuff, you know, it kind of made them look schizophrenic.
Well, I don't think it's a contradiction on their three strikes policy. They want to put the worst offenders in prison. And I think it's a good idea.
I don't see there's any problem with being, to me, it's, you know, the whole economically conservative, social liberal thing. I don't know how that makes sense, because if you think there are laws in economics, why can't you say that there are laws too in the way that people behave socially? So to me, it seems sort of schizophrenic if you are that. I think economically conservative, socially conservative is the more true.
Right. You do have the problem that apparently 20% of prisoners have brain and head injuries and 40% of them have mental health issues, which I guess includes drugs. I mean, that is a problem. If they haven't learned to read and write by the time they get into the Sing Sing, you've got serious issues, Josie.
Yeah, and that's right. You've got to deal with the substance abuse. You've got to deal with... I mean, these are hard problems, and people have been trying to do this for a long time. I just think that... I think for ACT, with David Seymour, they've got quite a good brand at the moment, and if they can stick to that... And I would say, Tim, it's socially liberal, but it's also... I think it's economically libertarian. You know, I mean, you had nutty Jamie White advocating that you should be able to marry your sister and buy drugs at the local dairy because it's free market.
Ellie Williams is pretty keen on that policy by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I don't know whether he exactly said that, Josie, but anyway, so Josie.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's talk about Ellie Williams. He gets arrested and charged. He's been charged for cocaine possession in Paris. Pretty dumb kind of thing to do.
Daft. Yeah. What a daft twit. And this has nothing to do with the All Blacks. He's not in the All Blacks anymore. He's, what, in his late 30s? So he's in a lot of trouble. But it's not a good week for New Zealand rugby in France, is it? You've had Dan Carter doing drink driving. And frankly, the biggest shock there was that you're allowed to drive a car and not be drunk in Paris. I mean, I've lived in Paris. The driving's shocking. But with Ali, what the hell was he doing hanging out with James O'Connor?
Can I just jump in? It's Ali, because I've heard lots of... I was alarmed.
It's Ali.
I was alarmed to hear that he was buying cocaine. I was even more alarmed to learn that he might have become a Muslim because so many people are calling him Ali. He was seen running down the Champs-Élysées with white powder on his nose, screaming Allahu Akbar. Of course he was importuned by the police.
Okay.
That makes him quite interesting.
Interesting, you know, because I've seen some stuff written, and you probably have too, you know, the apologists, you know, that he's a victim.
Oh,
that he's a victim and that it's a health issue and it's like legalise it and it's not his fault and all. I mean, I just don't go...
Well, I would like to go...
But that stuff was completely inconsistent. It was just all it was saying was, oh, there's a lot of hypocrisy. Actually, people do structure the drugs that society permits, and it's seen that alcohol and sugar are seen as acceptable, and for some crazy reason, cocaine's not.
Yeah.
Well, if he was out buying sugar, that would be fine, wouldn't it? But I would like to go back to the days, though, when the worst thing that the All Blacks ever did was Periwepu trying to bottle feed his baby. You know, cocaine's a whole new level.
Okay. See, there are consequences if he gets convicted. It's serious.
Yeah,
forget
right.
about the rugby. I mean, his career's over anyway, or was more or less over anyway. But the conviction, travel bans.
Travel restrictions.
He's in a serious amount of trouble. He wasn't found with any in his system, as I understand.
No, but it doesn't even matter. If he's convicted, it doesn't really matter about the fine or the prison. I don't know what's going to happen there. It's his travel, his businesses that he's involved with.
Imagine the impact this is going to have on his marriage. His kids, he's
not going to get the sponsorship for, Coca-Cola or Adidas or Nike, is he?
He might be able to pick up some Bolivian sponsorship, Josie.
Okay. I thank you both. That is Josie Pagani and Tim Wilson.